This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States said Monday it is looking for ways to represent the people of Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua in a summit next month following threats to boycott over their government's exclusion. The United States is welcoming Latin American leaders to Los Angeles for the Summit of the Americas on June the 6th through the 10th. It's part of President Joe Biden's efforts to promote democracy and tackle migration and climate change. U.S. officials said they reached out formally last week to other nations to attend and that further invitations could come. The State Department has previously voiced confidence at what it called robust participation in Los Angeles without divulging the invitation list so far. The top U.S. official for Latin America, Brian Nichols, earlier said he did not expect invitations for officials from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, as the governments do not respect the 2001 Inter-American Democratic Charter. The World Food Program chief is pressing billionaires to step up. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
David Beasley is telling billionaires to prove their worth as the global threat of food insecurity rises with Russia's war in Ukraine, adding he's seeing encouraging signs from some of the world's richest people, like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Musk, the world's richest man, has donated about 5 million shares of company stock worth roughly $5.7 billion to an unidentified charity in November. Beasley adds, the world's in real serious trouble. This is not rhetoric. Step up now, because the world needs you. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting Tuesday with leaders from an informal alliance known as the Quad, the members of the U.S., Japan, India, and Australia. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Monday that about 20 countries are sending new security assistance packages for Ukraine. After concluding the second meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, Austin told reporters that many countries are donating critically needed artillery ammunition, coastal defense systems, tanks, and other armored vehicles. Others, he said, have made a new commitment for training Ukraine's forces and sustaining its military systems. Monday's meeting included 47 nations, which participated virtually, this according to the top U.S. military officer, Mark Milley. The group meets again on June the 15th. A Ukrainian court has sentenced a 21-year-old Russian soldier to life in prison for killing a Ukrainian civilian. The sentence came Monday in the first war crimes trial since Russia's invasion. Sergeant Vadim Shishmarin was accused of shooting a Ukrainian civilian in the head in a village in the northeastern Sumy region in the early days of the war. He pleaded guilty and testified that he shot the man after being ordered to do so. He told the court that an officer insisted the Ukrainian man, who was speaking on his cell phone, told the court an officer that told the court told him that the cell phone could pinpoint their location to the Ukrainian forces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday that 87 people were killed in a Russian airstrike on the village of Desna last week, 10 times the number originally reported. There's been another step toward vaccinating the nation's youngest kids against COVID-19, with Pfizer saying 3 child-sized doses of its vaccine offer stronger protection for those younger than 5. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Preliminary data Pfizer will give federal regulators suggests the 3-shot series is 80% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19, though that's based on limited numbers of cases. Still, Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health's Dr. William Moss says it's a good start.
All of this is very positive for those parents who are looking forward to having a vaccine for their younger children.
The FDA next month will take up applications from both Pfizer and Moderna to start shots for some 18 million kids under 5, the only age group in the U.S. not yet eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story, the U.S. is welcoming Latin American leaders to Los Angeles next month for a summit of the Americas, but Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua have so far been left off the invite list. Marissa Melton, VOA News.